Atamaria. The Black Caps are confident the quartet of latecomers to the squad are capable of an immediate call-up for the opening T20 Cricket International against the West Indies tonight in Auckland. Mitchell Santner, Jimmy Neesham, Lachie Ferguson and Tim Seifert only joined the New Zealand squad yesterday, having spent 2 weeks in managed isolation after playing in the Indian Premier League. Assistant coach Luke Ronke says all four should be ready to go.
There's not really any new stuff you're going to use with those guys. They've all been involved as well anyway, so they sort of know game plans and styles and sort of their roles and things like that. So I think they'll just be more than happy to get out of their isolation and stuff like that and get amongst the group again. And
Luke Ronke. Meanwhile, the White Ferns batter Susie Bates is now facing 9 months out of the game as she awaits surgery on the shoulder she injured in Australia last month. Bates hopes to be fit for New Zealand's scheduled tour of England in September next year. The Argentina rugby team will look to Diego Maradona's passion as an example of how to play for their country when they try to upset the All Blacks for a second time in Newcastle tomorrow night. A win for either side would put them in the driver's seat to win the Tri-Nations trophy. The Pumas coach Mario Ledesma says Maradona, who died yesterday, aged 60, was a regular guest at their home games.
We were playing against the All Blacks and the game was starting. And then Diego came out, typical Diego way, and everything stopped. Like the ref didn't start the game and we all Argentinians were looking up and Diego was there and we saw the All Blacks looking at Diego and just the world stopped.
Mario Ledesma. The men's world 100-metre sprint champion American Christian Coleman has appealed against his ban for breaching anti-doping whereabouts rules. The Court of Arbitration for Sport says it had registered Coleman's appeal after he was banned for 2 years by the Athletics Integrity Unit last month and is set to miss next year's Tokyo Olympics. And the Queenstown skier Alice Robinson has finished 19th in the latest Parallel World Cup event. Koina Ngā Pūrongo, Hakina Kina.